King.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for, and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Shout-outs, gang, from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, clutching my beloved caffeine right now as I speak, sitting here dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Don't care how big the debt is, don't care how crazy it is, how long you've had it, it's time to get rid of it, and 2018 is looking like the year where you can definitely make that happen. Thanks for hanging out. A huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. Holy mackerel, BizTalk is working overtime in 2018 to grow the station list. We are so grateful for all of our latest listeners, and especially huge shout outs to people coast to coast, especially Kathy Tarver, Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi as we head towards Unreal. 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, as I mentioned, coffee in hand, Tony always says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. Okay, gang. So it's January. We all have our list of things we want to get done, you know, and like regular adults, some things are kind of jumping in the way of our goal list here. I got a couple big things on my goal list. All of them, money saving in the long run. I got to drop a couple pounds. That is standard operating procedure in January. That just means we did the holidays right. I regret not one carb that passed my lips. They were all delicious for any sanctimonious people. Give me a break. I loved every minute of it. I'd do it again. Got to jump on the scale a little more often. And jump out of the kitchen a little more often. So coffee's what I'm going to be doing today. That's all good. I like doing that once a week. Just have the coffee, nothing else. Give the system a break. That's all good. And when you lose a couple of pounds, that's actually money saving in the long run. Okay? What's going to talk about, I got piles of papers around me again from all of our awesome listeners talking about various ways to save money in 2018, ways to leapfrog towards those goals in a way that you haven't even thought about doing in years past. 2018, man, turn down the noise out there. Turn down the annoying, irritated political noise, blah, blah, blah. Look at the financial news out there. That is what's going to impact you the most. And right now, no matter where you're sitting, no matter how close you are or far away you think you are from your goals, 2018 is it's going to be an amazing year, guys. An amazing year. The stuff I'm hearing back from people who received bonuses, people who are looking better with their jobs, people who are feeling better about going out and looking for a new job, it is all positive, uplifting, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Forget the red, forget the blue, go green. Go green, my friends. That's the way we're all going to be looking in 2018. Forget the political pundits who are out there lazy trying to say, you know, you're either red, you're blue, you're whatever. No, 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 no. Everyone listening to my voice, the big color we're thinking is green. And in 2018, you're going to be seeing more of it. You heard it here. So in this hand, I got stuff, ways to save money in 2018, just actionable ways to save money, invest it a little bit. And then sitting here in Philadelphia, Well, first of all, and I know I'm jumping subject to subject just a little bit here, bear with me, but I'm still thinking about, and we are still humming here in Philadelphia, about the Vikings win this past weekend. Holy crap. It is going to be a spectacular game here in Philadelphia. I am looking so forward to this. I am beyond. That's why I might sound just a little off today, because I got Vikings-Eagles on the brain. Vikings-Eagles on the brain, no matter where you are in the country. If you were watching that game with the Vikings last weekend, it was spectacular. We're still humming about that. When I say go green, I also say, you know, let's face it, let's go Eagles. It's going to be fun having the Vikings in town, if for no other reason than to cheer on our Eagles to hopeful, fingers crossed, victory. Back to facts. We're talking about saving money. I have got a handful of stuff here talking about actionable ways to increase investments and think about easy ways to kind of grow your net worth. Okay, it sounds a little blah, blah today because I'm looking at the weather reports and it's going to snow again in Philadelphia. Now, granted, it's January. I don't mean to sound like a wimp being all surprised at the January snow. Snow happens in January. No matter where you are in this country, chances are excellent that the cold is seeping in a little more than you'd like. I'm hearing from listeners in Texas that are looking at really colder weather, like weather they are not used to having. Here in Philadelphia, the same thing. We've got listeners in Portland, Maine, WLOB Portland, Maine. Thank you so much. Basically, justifiably mocking all of us for all of our, you know, whining, because I hear the least whining from the super cold stations that we've got, like WLOB in Portland, Maine. And I think the wind chill is going to be like, you know, negative 40 up there. I'm not joking. God bless our listeners up there. And yes, we will shut up just a bit. But let's face it, we're all ready for springtime. Okay. In the meantime, we got some cold weather wherever you are sitting in the U.S. And so we're going to focus a little bit of time on that, talking about actionable ways sent in by our listeners coast to coast, ways that you can save some serious coin on your heating bills, cooling bills in the summer, heating bills right now, and put that money to work for you, say, in the spring and summertime to grow it even more. So it ties in with today. Okay, so in no particular order, ways that our listeners are chiming in. This isn't just me. Ways our listeners are chiming in, saving huge money on their winter heating bills using a lower thermostat setting. Hey, get this. I love this one. This one was sent in by a listener who grew up in the Northeast, is now listening in from Phoenix, Arizona, and says, flat out, this will work for you. Using a lower thermostat setting, it is not just the Hagopian household that does this. She says, you will save up to 3% on your heating bill per degree lowered over a 24-hour period, or about 1% every 8 hours. What does this mean? Here's what this means. During the winter months, they keep their thermostat set at 68 during the day and 55 degrees at night. First of all, can this person please adopt me? Okay, because 68 degrees means that the royal family is coming to visit my home in January. The only way I would get the thermostat in January in my home up to 68 degrees is if you had a winning lotto ticket in the other hand. As I tapped up the thermostat with one, the winning lotto ticket, that's where you're going to get up to 68. If you set it up to 68, God bless you. Here's the thing. Don't be shy about setting it maybe to 65, maybe 63. Put on that extra pair of long underwear, you're golden. But I love how this household sets the thermostat 55 at night. Here's flat out hard cash numbers. Lowering the thermostat to 55 degrees while they slept saved us about 15% on our heating bill. Let's take a moment of silence here. What was your last month's heating bill, wherever you are in the country? You're paying more for your heating bill this winter than in winters past. We're having a crushing winter. It's not fun. What did you pay for your heating bill last month? Take 10% off that, okay? Better yet, take 15% off that. Would you rather have that money in your hand? Of course you would. So just deal with it. Suck it up, guys. Make this happen. During the rest of the day, they wear warm clothing. This kind of cracks me up. I love you guys. Everybody's sending me stuff. They set their thermostat to 68 degrees during the day, and they're saying during the day they wear the warm clothing, such as a sweater, long pants, thick socks, or slippers to keep warm. God bless you for that. You're doing all the right money moves. But again, if I was in your home and it was 68 degrees in January, I'd be like prancing around. Enjoy the visual. I'd be prancing around a bikini in your living room. Woohoo, 68 degrees. Aloha. Doing a little luau in your kitchen, that kind of thing. That's what I'd be doing in 68 degrees. Find the temperature that's right for your family. And don't be afraid to go a little bold. Because you know that hundreds of dollars of savings of your hard-earned money is waiting for you at the end of this winter. If you make a couple of bold moves right now, and I say bold, not because you're going to be suffering, you're not. Tap down that thermostat a little bit, put on some long underwear, no one needs to know. put on some thick socks. No one needs to know. Wrap your hands around a nice warm cup of coffee and put on that extra sweater and wait for the heating bills to come in. And you are going to be grinning ear to ear, man. You put that money towards something else. The ball rolls on right over your debt, crushing it forever. I dig that. Next up. Now, we talked about this last week, but I'm hearing a lot of feedback from people. If you've got a new construction house, you've got the chimneys, the flues, the fireplace, a lot of times are fake fireplaces. For people out there with a real fireplace, make sure that blankety-blank chimney flue is sealed. You know how many people we connected with who said, holy crap, I went and I looked and it wasn't sealed. You had hot air just blitzing right up the chimney. That is hot air. That's money. That's your money getting sucked out of your pocket and going straight up the chimney. Check out your chimney. Excuse me, guys. Next up. This one I had to do myself to convince myself. Using fans to circulate air, okay? Because in my house, we've got it set at a certain temperature. We've got heaters going on in all of our living spaces, so it's very comfortable. But if you told me to put on a fan, I'd probably be like, yeah, sure, I'll put on a fan in the middle of January. Put on a gentle, rotating overhead fan if you've got one. And the heat in your house will be driven back down from the ceiling where you don't need it, down to your seating areas, down to your living areas, a little more towards, you know, where the human beings are actually sitting and standing. It's a good thing. I hear good things about it. Make it happen. We talked about this again last week, but it bears repeating, keeping your vents and your radiators clear. If you've got filters in your house that you slide in once in a while, they're supposed to be changed out every 6 months. That's one of the rare things that I do that I actually stay on top of. It's pretty easy to do when you mark it in your calendar. Check out those things. Check out your vents. Change the filters. Get them ordered. Get them sent right to your house. Buy them online for less. Get maybe an automatic shipment every once in a while if you don't want a storm in your house. Make that happen. That's going to save big time money. Cleaning vents, radiators, whatever else. We talked about that too. I'm loving all this, but I love all the texts, all the emails, all the Facebook stuff. Keep in touch, guys, because I'm loving it. We're all in this together. We will make it through this winter together. How much time we got? We got to wrap it up. We're going to take a quick break, guys, pay a couple of bills. In the meantime, start thinking about your most effective ways to save money, because here we're going to share them, say it loud and proud, help other people save money, too. It's all good. Hang out for a minute, guys. We'll be right back right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways that we will together survive this ridiculous winter weather. It's getting bad. I mean, I literally had to check the weather in past years to see if I was just being more of a wimp than usual, which is not outside the realm of possibility. But no, this is brutal. The wind around here, and I'm hearing this from people coast to coast, whatever your normal winter is, it's really socking it to us this winter by comparison. Now, it's going to make us really look forward to the spring. But in the meantime, we got to keep our feet warm. We got to keep our hands warm. We got to keep our homes warm and our kids warm and our families warm. And it's costing a whole heck of a lot more than we'd like to spend. So we're talking today. And again, I cannot wait to jump into. I'm going to try to do a little bit of this week. Ways to invest your money. Easy, effortless, simple. You've got no time for really complicated investment strategies. And I'm not going to throw them at you. I'm going to give you very simple, effective, hard-hitting, fabulous strategies for saving some more money and investing it to help it grow. You don't just have to earn money to have money. If you've got a little extra money in your pocket, you can put it to work for you in ways that you never thought possible this year. 2018 is your year, folks. You've been waiting for it. You've been working hard. You've been saving hard. You've been spending just as much as you needed to, no more, no less. A little bit in debt, a lot in debt. You're not alone. And this is the year we crush it out of the park. Now, again, I'm flipping around from subject to subject because we are still flipping out here in Philadelphia about the Vikings game last weekend. I got family in Minneapolis. They are freaking out, justifiably. They should be so proud. Cannot wait to get the Vikings here in Philadelphia for next week. But here's my conundrum. Here's my quandary. Victor would love dearly to go to this game in Philadelphia coming up this weekend with the Vikings. Here's the thing. What is wrong with men? Why don't you just watch it at home? I know it's a chick talking here, and I don't mean to be weird, and I don't mean to be not supporting my team, but can't you support your team maybe in front of a friend's big screen or your own big screen if you saved up and got one of those in spring? You got a lot of snacks at home. It's clean. It's warm. There's a clean bathroom just a few steps away. What is it with wanting to go to this game? People are spending a huge amount of money on this game. I respect that. If it's something that you would like to invest in, if it's an experience that you want to experience, maybe you want to bring your kids, your grandkids, a family member, it's a big thing for you, great. But the prices I am hearing for these tickets for this game, holy crap. Again, I have to reiterate, like a girl, don't mean to, but that's the facts, stay home. I mean, watch this game. If you get tickets, by some miracle, knock yourself out, have a good time, bundle up, please, because you're going to freeze your tuchus off, and bring some, I shouldn't say bring your own snacks, I think that's illegal in Philadelphia, but but as we're sitting here watching the fans, Victor, my husband, would love to go to this game, and he's talking about how watching a game in Philadelphia with other people, there's just nothing like it. I believe that, because Philly fans are just a little nuts. I say that it partially as a compliment, partially not so much, but if you're going to the game, wherever you are around this country, if you're hitting one of these finals games, or, you know, even thinking about going to the Super Bowl, stay warm. Think long and hard about maybe watching it at home, supporting them there where it's warm and there's good snacks and nice bathroom, lots of clean water. It's all good. You get my point. I'm a money saver at heart. So when I hear about these ticket prices, you know, I'm thinking to yourself, all righty, who doggy? But there it is. And here's the next thing. One last point as a girl. Watching this game on the big screen, you see these camera angles that are impossible to see when you're up in the nosebleed section seeing these little tiny pinpricks of football players running all over the place. Wouldn't you prefer to see it on the big screen where it's warm and you've got some good coffee nearby and you've got lots of good snacks? I mean, you get the girl point. I realize I think I'm talking to a brick wall here. You guys love the game. Have fun at the game. Knock yourself out. Do what you got to do. I mean, again, you're purchasing an experience. You're going with friends, you can look back and say, hey, remember that time we saw the game with the, you know, Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But still, just throwing it out there. As a frugalista and as a chick, I just got to tell you, I'll be home watching it there if you need me. It's all good. All right, back to business. Saving on heating bills. You see your heating bill. You see that it stinks. You see that when you look at it, you would do anything to bring that down just a little smidgy and keep a little more money in your pocket. I get that. This we've talked about before. This is something people go out, they buy it, they rave about it, they wish they'd bought it before. A programmable thermostat. Say that 10 times fast with no coffee in your system. Programmable thermostat. All right? It works. It's easy to install. People love them. People rave about them. Get one in your house. I don't care how old it is, how young it is, if it's new construction, if it's 100 years old like mine, get a programmable thermostat. It's awesome sauce. Sealing the leaks in your house. Here's one. We talked about this before. You know the crazy bad windows in your house. Seal those up with some caulk. Seal those up with some insulation if you need to. Here's a new one that I did not hear about. Well, I mean, I've heard about it, of course, but I haven't mentioned it on the air. Insulation to your house. We all know that houses need insulation. It sounds like this crazy, horrible, oh my God, I've got to rip holes out of my house to get insulation in there. Not true. There is new types of insulation out there that are, I mean, honestly, effortless compared to old-fashioned insulation. But here's where you want to insulate. Take a look in your basement, first of all, totally overlooked. And I'm hearing from people, a lot of people, who have owned their homes for years, sometimes decades, and they had frozen pipes this year where they have never had frozen pipes before. So you guys know, no matter where you are in the country, chances are excellent you've had it dipping down below freezing, okay? You want to protect your pipes. And people know that you just drip your pipes to keep the airflow, to keep the water flowing, to keep your pipes from freezing. People who had never had to do it to certain bathrooms they're waking up, oh my God, for the first time ever, this bathroom has frozen pipes. Drip them all. When you got the cold snaps going, drip them all. And while you're doing that, go trace the pipes down to your basement and start insulating them. You never thought you had to before. This is the year you do it. Make up for past years. Get ready for upcoming years. Get it done this year because there is nothing crappier in the wintertime than waking up at a freezing cold morning and turning on, you're getting the shower ready, you brush your teeth, turn on, and you got no water coming through because you got frozen pipes. It stinks. Everybody out there knows the feeling, but the vast majority of people out there know the feeling of that, and it's not fun. So just putting that out there. Get some insulation around your house. Make it happen. Another way, we got more freezing cold weather coming wherever you are in the country. Start using some serious space heaters. Wherever you are, if you want to put space heaters down in the basement, even if you're never in the basement, invest in a couple of easygoing space heaters, give them lots of room, and direct the heat either with, you know, putting the heater in the right spot or use a gentle fan to go with it to just gently pump that higher than 33 degree air up into these pipes, into these ventilation, you know, these ducts and all these air open spaces in your house. Keep the water flowing in your pipes. We're almost out of this, guys. It's January. We got a couple of months left. Where if you're listening from Texas, you got crappy cold weather. You're listening from Florida. Holy crap, the weather in Florida. Unbelievable, guys. Hang in there. It'll get better, I promise. Use a couple of those easy, huge money-saving ideas and some sanity-saving ideas as well. We will get through this winter unscathed. Okay. Air vent booster. I had never heard of this. An air vent booster. It's a fan you install over your vent that works by drawing additional air into a room that is always way too hot or way too cold. Apparently, there are listeners, one listening in from San Antonio, recently installed one in our problem room where pipes tended to freeze, everything else, and the results have been quite good. It helps lower utility bills, saves a large amount of energy, and the pipes remain unfrozen. People have used these. There's a listener in Seattle as well that has one of these. I love it. And they are calling it, the model they have is called an Airflow Breeze. Who knew? Go out and get one, guys. Put modern technology to work for you. Here's another good one. these aren't even, these are actually pretty attractive as well. Install plastic window treatments. It sounds odd. Hear me out. Installing these heavy-duty clear plastic window treatments can reduce huge the amount of heat loss through your windows. It's a great idea if your windows are, say, single-pane windows. If you've got an older home, you've been saying every year, oh, we got to redo those windows, and you never get it done. These plastic curtains, you put them behind your usual curtains. Forget it if it looks ugly from the street. You don't care. You want your heating bill to look pretty? Just deal with your windows looking a little ugly for wintertime. They're out there. They're everywhere, and they only cost a couple of bucks, $5 and up. So you know what? It's worth your while. Guys, hang out for another minute. When we get back after the break, more ways to save serious money, time, and sanity right after this. Cheap and small.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways that all of us can just hunker down and survive this winter. Whether you're in the Northeast, the Southwest, the Midwest, wherever you are listening from, we got listeners in Florida and Atlanta, Georgia, WCFO powerhouse there. All of our great listeners in the Atlanta area, wherever you are, coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, hang in there, man. We are all whining through this together, and I am your chief whiner in chief, WIC, whiner in chief. I'm here for you, and we're going to knock it out. We're going to stay warm. We're going to keep our houses warm, our cars reasonably warm. We're going to get it done. We're going to get through, and we're going to save some serious coin while we're doing it. All right. So in the last couple of segments, we talked about that. I have been dying to get to this new stuff, guys. Surrounded by papers on all sides. I'm sitting here. I've got a 180 degrees. I stretch out my left hand as far as I can, my right hand as far as I can. And from that end to that end and all over my desk here at the studio, I got stuff on ways to save money this year. It is all golden. I'm hearing from people all over our listenership and adding some of my own stuff here as well. Here's how we're going to save some serious money 2018. Don't worry about taking notes. I'm going to write about this in my column as well. Look that up on brilliantfrugalliving.com. Go to my blog. Go to my column. We'll be printing this out coast to coast. Just some serious ideas, ones that work and ones that don't take a whole heck of a lot of time from your already packed schedule. Here's the skinny on it. Think about where you were this time last year, January 2017, all right, a year ago. Think about what your goals were for the year. We just had a new president voted in. We weren't sure what the results were going to be from that economically. Now we know. This guy, for better or for worse, with all of his love, with all of his little stripes to him, with all of his ways, he's the president, and he is knocking it economically out of the park. And we don't care. We got no time to care about, you know, this leaning or that leaning, politically, whatever. There's no red here. There's no blue here. There's just green here, and the green's going to go straight in your pocket. Now, not only are you going to be feeling more secure in your job this year, not only are you going to be feeling more secure in looking for a new job perhaps this year, but the money's going to start growing. You're going to get that raise. You're going to have more of a chance of getting a raise this year than you have in the past 10 years combined. You heard it here. You're going to be finding that you're going to have a little more money in your pocket, and you deserve it. You're going to find that your investments, get yourself in that 401k if you haven't already. And if you're in your 401k, oh, I love having that 1%, 2% in my 401k. Max out your 401k. You know why? Because you put your money to work for you in a way that you don't have to lift a finger. Call your, if you're, say you're in a corporate, in your corporate setting, all right? Talk to your human resource director. Say simply, simple email, max out my 401k. Sign what you got to sign. Boom. You guys, that is money in the bank. That is your money you're working hard for. You deserve to have it growing. Suck it up. I don't care if you're getting a raise this year or not, although chances are outstanding, you will be. I don't care if you're getting a bonus this year or not, although chances are outstanding, you will be. Okay, put that money to work for you. Want it to work for somebody else? You want to put it in some, you know, whatever. I don't know. You don't want to blow it. You don't want to blow the money. You want to have great experiences. Have them. Just don't blow the bank on them. You want to have fun things going on in 2018. You deserve them. No one says that more than I do. But you don't want to do it in a way that blows your financial future. You guys, this is the year you play catch up. All right. This is a year you're banging your head against the wall. Why can't I save more money? Why can't I invest more? I'm seeing other people. They're investing more money. This is your year to do it. Max out the 401k. If you're currently not in an office setting or a job setting that offers a 401k, get yourself into an individual retirement account. Make it happen. Make this the year. It's done. It's automatic. You go to the bank. You talk to someone. Spread out the word. Go on social media if you want to. Talk to the people in your life who have their financial crap together and sit them down. Say, I'm going to buy you a cup of coffee. Let's go to McDonald's. Go to your local diner, local restaurant. Talk to me about what's working for you and let them spill the beans. Don't talk to somebody who is not where you want to be financially. Don't talk to an aunt or an uncle or a well-intended family member whose financial situation stinks. It's as simple as that. Talk to the people in your life, a friend, a family member, an in-law, a business associate. Talk to whoever you know has got it going on, who has got the financial reality that you want, and take them out for a cup of coffee. I'm telling you right now, it works. Talk to them, see what they do. Chances are outstanding. Here's what they do. They don't obsess. They don't spend a huge amount of time doing this. They have simple things in place to make it work. A number one, a 401k. And if you don't have access to a 401k where you work, maybe you work for yourself, get to the bank and put together a retirement account that you can simply have it fed into every week. It's brainless because you got your brain focused on enough things as it is right now. It is effortless because your efforts are going in all directions right now, taking care of friends and family and neighbors and work and everything else. You want an easy, effortless way to really cash in on this economy. A 401k, a retirement account, and here's the next thing you're going to do. No lip. You're going to take a certain amount each week out of your bank account, and you're putting it into an account for a rainy day. Oh, that's so old-fashioned, Chris. That's so lame, rainy day account. How am I going to explain that to the spouse? But I don't care. You're going to put money into a rainy day fund. It's untouchable. And here's the thing. Start off small. I don't care what you're making per year. Start off with $100 a week. Start off with $50 a week. Start off with whatever you want to. And in 1 month's time, when you realize you didn't miss it, you're going to up it to maybe $100 a week, maybe $200 a week, whatever you're making right now. Start maxing this thing out. Put it into a rainy day fund, all right? When summer comes, God forbid something happens to the shed, something happens to the car, something. Oh, my God, I got that rainy day fund. We could buy that new car with cash. Oh, my God, we got now the kids need braces. Holy crap, who saw that coming? Guess what? We can pay for that with cash. Start paying down that debt. You're not paying down just the interest anymore. You're paying down some serious debt. Here's what's going to happen over the next year. You're going to start maxing out your 401k. It takes a phone call. It takes a 5-minute trip to your whatever, the HR director at your place. Max out the 401k. It's a pretty thing. And this year, guys, in the stock market, go for a little bit of risk. Go for a lot of risk. Go for whatever risk will let you sleep at night. Start off low risk if you want to. I don't care what risk you start off with. By the end of this year, you're going to be one happy camper. The only downside, you're going to be wishing you did it 10 years ago. All right? Make it happen. Start maxing out any kind of retirement account. You think you can only afford 100? Maybe you can do 125. Maybe you can do 150. At the end of this year, how do you want to feel? How fast did 2017 go? 2018, guaranteed it's going to go even faster. How do you want to feel at the end of this year? You want to say, oh my God, January, look at the debt we had in January. I can't believe we paid off $15,000 in debt. I can't believe our 401k gained 20%. Money I didn't even have to earn. All I had to do was save it and invest it. Oh my God, we got no debt. Oh my God, the kids, the student loan stuff that we thought we were going to have forever. You're sitting there in your 20s and 30s and it's gone. Maybe you got kids, teenage kids. Maybe you got grandkids. Oh, I wish I could help the grandkids out a little bit more. Well, what if this was the year where you could help them put a couple of grand in each of their college accounts? That's a gift, not the latest trendy whatever out there. And here's another thing. You can throw stones at your radio or if you're live streamers, whatever it is. Start thinking about putting together a college account for your grandkids. Doesn't have to be $1,000 or whatever. Put in a couple $100. Try it a couple of months. Maybe you just put it in on special occasions, Christmas, whatever. And you send your kids the card saying, I love you. I'd do anything for you. Grandkids, kids, nieces, nephews, godkids, whatever it is. I just put $100 into a college account for you. And when they turn 18 and they realize how many times you put $100 into a college account and suddenly they're looking at thousands of dollars they wouldn't have had before. It's a beautiful thing, you guys. You are the ones in charge of your financial future. It is a glorious feeling. You don't have some crazy wacko politico in charge of your financial future. You don't have the government in charge of your financial future. You don't have a corporate bigwig who doesn't know you and your needs and your desires in charge of your future. You are in charge of your future. It is a glorious, unstoppable thing. And I want you guys harnessing it and riding it like a rented mule to the retirement of your dreams, to owning your own house in half the time you thought you would, to owning your cars outright. All right? You're paying that stuff off, to having zero college debt in your household, whether it's yours, maybe a kid you're helping out. I want you to have zero. You open up the credit cards. I'm working like 70-hour weeks, 60-hour weeks. How do I have this credit card debt? You open up the credit card. How would you like to see it saying zero? Zero credit card debt. Zero car loan debt. Zero. Imagine a zero mortgage. Who do you know who has their house completely paid off? You got to know at least one person, hopefully a handful of people. Tell me they don't look like the most serene people on earth. Not only are they going to be going through one of the best economies in modern age. All right, I lived through the Reagan years. I was a teenager in the Reagan years. They were spectacular, too, from a kid's perspective. We are about to unleash the unbelievable power of a thriving economic American economy on the whole world. And you know what? Happy for them if it works for the whole world. What I'm most happy for, it's going to work for you. You have been working so hard this last decade, guys. I've seen it. I've been paying attention. You have been. And now you're going to find your efforts are coming back 20-fold. This is the year you pay off that debt. This is the year you put such a huge chink in your mortgage, you can't believe it. This is the year you pay off your cars. You pay off your debt. You pay off everything. You got more money in the bank than you ever thought you would. You got money for every single emergency, every single contingency. This is the year we make it happen. After the break, I can't believe I'm getting the heads up. I'm on a roll. What are you doing to me? Guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know how crappy it is to open up your bills and see unbelievable balances. Wow, the hell did that? What happened then? I don't get where did I spend it? I want you opening up these bills and saying, zero. Let's have some dinner. What's in the crock pot tonight, baby? We got a zero credit card balance, and we're going to celebrate. That's what I want you experiencing. I want your hard work, all of your effort, all of your sleepless nights, all of your sacrifice to turn into a blissful, unbelievable new economic reality where you are in the driver's seat. More after this.
Cheap and small, but not too steep.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to master your finances in 2018 by simply harnessing the incredible economic energy that is swirling all around you. You're working like crazy. You got very little time to bring your head up and just look around at all the great economic energy swirling around you. So let me boil it down for you. We talked about this before the break. Max out that 401k. No compromise, no discussion. Do it. Max out your IRA. If you've got one, you know, personally, make that happen as well. Put yourself together a rainy day account in which money is automatically transferred out of your bank account. You know, as well as I know about myself, if it doesn't happen automatically, it's not going to happen. Make it happen automatically. Make your bank feel all warm and fuzzy and necessary and needed. Oh, they need me. They're going to help me take this money out of the account. Put your bank to work for you. All right. Here is the cool stuff. We got to blitz through this, and we'll do this probably next week as well. Don't pay banking fees in 2018. This is a little known revolution that is sweeping a lot of people who frequent their local bank. Thanks. You got to remember, especially in 2018, the power is more in your hands than ever. You decide you don't like a certain rate, a certain whatever, you go in there and you renegotiate it. The banks need you, not so much the other way around. If you don't like the bank you're at, there's another bank right across the street. There's another bank right across town, and they would be delighted to have your business. What's one of the easiest things to start with when you're renegotiating? When the bank has your money, they need you. Remember that when you walk through the door, don't let the smell of the bank and the quiet and, oh, all the well-dressed people behind the bank teller thing. They're all very nice, and they need you more than you need them. So here's what you do. You go up to the teller. You go up to one of those fancy schmancy cubicles on the other side of the tellers where all of the smartly dressed, wonderful bankers all sit there and look very, very busy and very bankerish. And you say, I got to talk to you about my fees. I go to the Mac machine, I go to the money machine at least 2-3 times a week, maybe only once a week, but I'm paying a couple bucks each time, that's $100 a year. Or extrapolate it out, maybe you're spending $200 a year. You say to them, you know what, I'd rather not spend that. And see what they say. Oh, you know, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Smith, I can't, whatever. Oh, that's fine, I understand completely. I noticed that bank across the way said that if I didn't get the right answer here, I could always take my money over there. Well, Mr. Smith, you know what, let me make a quick phone call and see whether, 5 minutes later, Mr. Smith, we are delighted to tell you, you don't have to pay those banking fees anymore. We welcome and we value your business. And you give them the straight face, you shake their hand, you thank them profusely. Thank you for giving me back $100 of my own money for banking at your bank each year. I really appreciate that. And then you go home and you think about other ways the bank could save you some money. When the bank has their hands on your money, you have chosen to save with them, to invest with them, to have your paycheck deposited there every week. They are using your money, with your permission, for their own goals. They're growing the money and they're making plenty on that alone. Don't be shy about saying, you know what? You're getting enough of my money. I'm glad it's working out for you. Here's how we want it to work for me. Get rid of those fees. Get rid of those fees. Maybe you do more online checking, online banking, online whatever. There are fees attached to that too. They are taking your money. They already have enough of your money. They are. I don't begrudge anybody making some money. I'm a big fan of making money, but when you feel like they're utilizing your money and there's a few too many fees going on out there, 2018 is your year. I don't care what your current banking history has been. If you feel like you had a couple of nicks in your schedule, oh, you know, I kind of owe it to the bank. You know, I'll stay with them anyway. It's time to go totally emotionless. Go totally emotionless. It is just money. It's just business. All right. Watch a Godfather movie if you have to get really psyched up for it. All right. You hear what I'm saying? Go into the bank. Here is how much money you are taking out of my account each year for the privilege of doing business with your bank. I would like these fees removed. I would like these sort of, you know, online banking fees removed. I don't want to pay for checking anymore. I don't want to pay for this anymore. And see how much you can get away with. And if you don't like the answers, you go back to them and say, you know what? I love what you did for me last week. Here's what I'd really like for you to do for me this week. And see what they say. It's all good. Here's another good one. Now, I generally use two different credit cards. I got one for business and one for my personal stuff. Use, they're saying here, this is coming from all of the big financial, personal finance gurus. Use rewards credit cards because people are starting to get kind of interesting, trippy, creative with these rewards cards. Rewards that you never thought possible between cash back, travel rewards, spending rewards, holiday, whatever it is. If you're a responsible credit card user, and I'm guessing that you are, you should absolutely use a cash back credit card for all of your purchases. The money's starting to add up on this. The person who sent this to me says they get cash back on every purchase and they pay the card off every month so they don't pay any interest fees. One of the ways you get money back is if you kind of carry this higher interest balance. You make sure you get one of these cards, you pay off the balance each month, everyone's a winner, and you're getting cash back. This person says, I only recommend credit cards if you have no current credit card debt and can afford to pay the balance every month. Maybe it's for a business credit card where you pay those things off every month anyway. It's so good. I love this stuff. If you don't want to use credit cards, this listener says, consider using a cash rewards debit card. The best on the market, from what they're recommending, is the debit card from Perk Street Financial. Say that again. Debit card from Perk Street Financial. And everyone's a winner. Getting money back on your cards, paying it back every month so you're not, you know, carrying an interest, not carrying a high interest rate as well. Beautiful. If you're a savvy credit card user, this listener recommends, consider saving more money by using specific credit cards based on the type of purchase. And here's some examples. I've got so much paper printed out here. Forgive me, tree huggers of America. I promise I recycle. You go to, here's the credit cards you want. You want gas rewards cards. Amen to that. People are driving more than ever when it comes to maybe a longer commute to work. They're traveling a little bit more for the holidays. They're traveling a little bit more. Maybe they got a car for the first time. They're now on the road as well. Get a gas rewards card, especially say you're out there, you're maybe going on the interview circuit. You're looking for a new job. You're going to be doing a little more traveling that way. Whatever your walk of life, chances are excellent. You're going to be in your car more this year than last year. Think about a card that gives you gas rewards cards, gas reward, you know, money back from that kind of thing. I love that. Travel rewards credit cards. Something I'm hearing from people, and you can hear the smile in my voice, people who have been working like a dog in the corporate sector for, say, the last 10 years or so, they have been stretching their time. They've been spending more time at the job because they're just trying to keep the job. They've been spending more time away from their families than they'd like. Does this sound familiar? Does it sound like you? And they've been doing a lot of traveling, but the company said that you had to do it on their credit card, the company credit card. Therefore, the company got all the travel miles. Okay, so we are now in a new reality, folks, where the workers and the hardworking employees, the hardworking executives, the hardworking, whatever level you're on, if you've been doing a lot of traveling and this company wants to keep you on the books, talk to them and say, you know what? I'm going to be using, I love working all this extra time for you. I love that the company's growing at a rapid pace this year. Quick switch up, boss. When we're going to be doing a lot of traveling this year, I'm going to do that traveling now on my own credit card and just accumulate the miles when I'm working all these extra hours for you and doing all this extra travel. Is that nice with you? Is that great? Oh, great. I'm really glad to hear that. What are they going to say? No? Then suddenly the seed starts germinating in this hardworking person's mind. The boss said, no, I wonder if another company, if I started interviewing and working for another company, I bet they would let me travel on my own miles. Yeah. Guys, it's not just your 401k's value that's going up. It's not just your real estate value that's going up. It's not just your car's value that's going up. It's your value that's going up. All of your hard work, this is the year where it comes to fruition and it starts paying off big time, guys. And I cannot wait to see what it holds for you. The time has flown, as usual. Guys, until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.